For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant.
That was Hebrews 9:15. Father, I thank you for the new covenant that promises me eternal inheritance, procured by the blood of Christ. Try my works in fire, Lord, that they may be wholly acceptable to you. Father, I want to do whatever you want me to do. The works I do in this world, I want to glorify you and not me. Revive my first love, Lord. Amen.
That those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Today, think about it. How much do you really know about the new covenant with Jesus and the Father that we enjoy as children as the King?
Today's action. Study the new covenant as it is presented in the New Testament. Today's scripture is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 12 and 13. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work what sort it is.
Paul told Timothy, "Study and show yourself approved as a righteous workman, properly discerning the Word of God." You can't expect a revival. You can't expect a decent life in Christ if you haven't studied the Word and know what the Word of God says. Get into the Bible. Hide the Word in your heart. Make it part of yourself.